I'd like to call to order the November 12th meeting of the Architecture Committee of the Vieux Carré Commission. Would the director like to take roll to establish a quorum, please?
Sure. Rick Butfield?
I'm present.
Steve Bergeron?
Present.
Cynthia Stewart?
I'm here.
All members were present. Before we begin, I'd like to introduce our new staff member. This is Joseph Newcomb. Newman? I think that wasn't right when it came out. Joseph started with us about a month ago.
Yeah.
Also an MPS graduate, architect graduate. So not only are we delighted to have somebody helping us out, but somebody who knows the game. So it's really a wonderful addition.
Great. Well, we'll start today under old business and ask if there's anybody present for 240 Royal Street. 240 Royal Street, also known as 634 Bienville. Nobody present. Is this something that we can hear? We'll just move on to 500 Bourbon Street. Is there anybody present for that? Yes, there is. Let's hear 500 Bourbon Street.
Sure. 500 through 04 Bourbon is a brown-rated main building. It was a proposal to renovate the building, including the installation of new rooftop and camp equipment, in conjunction with a change of use from residential restaurant to standard restaurant. Publication materials received October 15th and October 24th, 2024, respectively. The Architecture Committee previously reviewed several proposals for a more extensive renovation of this property in 2023. The applicant has submitted a new application that has scaled back the currently proposed exterior work, noting that they are taking a phased approach in order to get the restaurant open as quickly as possible. As such, the proposed exterior work of this phase is limited to exterior mechanical equipment, removal or relocation of some existing mechanical equipment, and removal of some miscellaneous courtyard items. The noted demolitions are in A100.1, include existing HVAC units, mechanical rack, a makeup air duct, a storage shed, above door canopies, and other miscellaneous items, all located in the courtyard space. Staff has no objections to the removal of any of these items from the space. All the street-facing items, such as canopies, signs, and awnings, are noted as remaining as is under this phase of work. A minor change is noted for the ground floor ironwork on Bourbon Street closest to the corner. The plans propose to replace the relatively standard ironwork with new ironwork that matches existing examples found at other doors of the building, including the immediately adjacent door. Moving to the proposed rooftop work, staff notes that the largest piece of equipment proposed for the roof is a new DOAS unit, noted as being for the ground floor bar. This equipment is shown as rising over 8 feet 4 inches above the roof and is noted as only being 6 feet 4 inches from the or behind the parapet. Although a sightline study shows that this equipment would be out of view from across the street, staff is concerned that from vantage points further up Bourbon Street or St. Louis Street, this equipment may be visible and will likely be visible from the upper floors of nearby buildings. Staff questions that this piece of equipment could be shifted or relocated to have a greater distance between the equipment and the edge of the roof. The proposed DOAS equipment is one piece of equipment proposed for a new steel frame running the width of the building, which also includes more typical AC or AC condensers and water heaters. The steel frame measures almost 2.5 feet above the surface of the roof. As a possible alternative to relocating the DOAS unit, staff questions if this equipment could be lowered to a position closer to the surface of the existing roof. If the applicant wishes to pursue the installation of the unit as currently shown, staff suggests a mock-up will be necessary to determine final visibility. A second smaller mechanical rack is proposed to the Royal Street side of the roof to house what appears to be three additional typically sized condensing units. Staff does not believe there will be any significant visibility of this equipment location. Overall, staff finds the proposed work largely approvable, but would feel more comfortable if the DOAS equipment could be relocated closer to the center of the roof in order to reduce visibility. Staff requests commentary from the committee and the applicant regarding the proposal.
Thank you. Would you like to state your name and address in relationship to the property?
Jeremiah Johnson, 15 Swallow Street, New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm the architect for the project.
Thank you. And is there
Jonathan Valls, 2525 McKinnon Street, Dallas, Texas, and I am a business owner.
Great. Do you have a presentation or response to the staff report you'd like to share with us?
No, I can respond there about the DOAS unit. And comment on the section that you had up a second ago. I just noticed an error on that. That section is drawn incorrectly. The roof actually slopes from St. Louis towards the courtyard. And so the parapet wall on the St. Louis side is about 3 feet, and then it gets much deeper. Actually, the parapet wall is shorter on the other side, but the roof slopes considerably towards the courtyard. So the whole roof is pitched towards the courtyard. And then I'm showing on the roof plan these kind of large saddles that direct it to scuppers currently that go down into downspouts. They're all, so all of the rainwater for that roof is collected in the courtyard. And so absolutely the DOAS unit, the steel could be located just above a kind of cant strip along the where the roof parapet wall intersection is. It could probably be dropped down at least 2 feet, and then it would be end up being 3 feet up in the air on the other side. I'm a little hesitant to locate it more inward. It would necessitate kind of a horizontal discharge of ducting from the unit, and then that discharge could go, like if I shifted the DOAS unit towards the courtyard, it's not impossible. If I shifted it that way, it would be a horizontal discharge that would have to come up over and then down, and there would be exposed ductwork. And that just, you know, from a maintenance standpoint and longevity standpoint, that's never ideal. It's better if it just kind of sits on a above a roof curve and it just goes down discharge. And so I think if I work to try to get the profile lower, it might be as good a solution as shifting it in towards the courtyard. And then just so we're clear, that those racks are for, the reason I'm showing so many condensers there, that's those are future AC units for the apartments. It's not part of this permit, but the rack is intended to house all of the small individual one-ton condensing units in the future for the apartments. And so I think getting the whole thing lower is going to be a benefit to the project, both in this phase and in future phases. So the extent of all of the units that are going up there, it'll be a condenser for each of the 32 apartments on the upper floors, not on this phase, 16 per floor on the second and third floor. And then the water heaters will be a combination, maybe six of them, tankless up there also. Not on this phase, but this is in the future. And so why I'm bringing this up is by lowering that proposed roof rack, it will achieve a better sight line than just simply shifting things inward. We might still need to shift it inward, but I think lowering it is a really good solution.
Thank you. Committee, any questions for the applicant?
Is the depth of that rack steel, per some conversation you've had, the structural already? Yeah, because it seems it's pretty deep, but it's got a pretty far span.
We were clear spanning it. I could also talk to them. It's just I-beams, and so I could talk to them about posting down. The building is built, it has a series of four bearing walls that over time have been replaced with columns and beams to open up the first floor. So it really transfers down to transfer beams below. But I could probably get some columns that would reduce the size of that rack. If I got some columns kind of in line with the four transfer or four bearing walls that run from Bourbon to the river, that would help reduce the size of the beam as well. And then pushing the whole thing down. I talked to Aaron before. We actually contemplated almost doing a reverse dormer in the attic space, where I could like carve out that attic space and put everything low, almost flat with the ceiling, not with the roof. But she felt like it was, you know, we're just asking for problems with like leaks and water migration and things like that. And that if we could pull this off and be, you know, keep it a low profile, keep it inbound, inboard as much as possible, low as possible, that it would probably be the best solution for the longevity of the building.
So I have a couple of small questions. One is, previous proposal envisioned, I think, making the entire building an entertainment venue. And now you're going to retain residential on
That's
the upper
correct.
Floor?
We're going through the historic tax credit program. The use of the apartments is one of the prerequisites for that program. The original use of the apartments on the first floor is gone since the 60s or 70s. But in order for it to qualify, the facade will have to be restored, and the apartments will have to be restored.
Okay. And what is your position on preparing a physical sightline survey of the eventual location of this DOAS unit?
In terms of relocating it inward, inbound?
Actually, settling that down, as you described, but then actually performing some kind of physical mock-up of the DOAS unit.
Yeah, like a 3D model of it?
Well, actually, I think the staff was envisioning a physical model.
But on the roof, it's pretty
like
simple.
A cardboard model.
Like PVC pipe or something up on the roof?
Just so we can
actually
see.
Up there.
Yeah.
You want me to mock one up on the roof? That's fine.
It does actually.
No,
perfect.
Yeah,
yeah,
no, I'll
yeah,
get it up
yeah.
There. I got it. I was thinking like that. No, I used to do them. I'm pretty good with like, you know, foam core and exacto blades, you know.
Don't encourage it.
Yeah.
All right.
So we could mock one up there actually where it would be,
right.
And you know, and take pictures and invite you all out to see it.
That'd be the way to do it.
Okay.
Is there any public comment on this proposal? I see no public comment.
Did you say 32 apartments?
16 existing upon each floor of the second and third floor.
They're small.
You can see them.
They're hotel rooms, basically.
They're efficiency units.
Yeah.
So this is their, and it really like, our intent is to actually, we're not going back with 32 because I think we're going to keep
Chris
Owens like it was.
Yeah.
So that'll be like a 4-bedroom suite. So maybe it finishes out at 26 or something.
I also understand that they're existing, but there may be some zoning issues with that, so you might want to make sure before you go too far down this road.
Okay.
That you've got the appropriate units that are allowed.
Okay. That's a zoning
must. Yeah, but that's a zoning. But just before you go down the road too far.
Okay. Committee, any other questions? Do I have a motion in the matter of 500 Bourbon Street?
Yes, in the matter of 500 Bourbon, I move to conceptually approve the proposed work with the applicant to work with the staff on a physical mock-up on the roof to verify sight lines and to lower the rooftop equipment as close to the roof plane as is practicable.
Thank you. Do I have a second for that motion?
I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Thank you for coming in today.
Okay, thank you.
And thank you for the Calm Down project.
See you
right there soon. Yeah.
We'll get it mocked up.
Okay, next item is 411 Bourbon Street. Do we have an applicant present? We do. Can we have the staff report, please?
Sure. 415 Bourbon is a yellow-rated main building with a green-rated detached service building. The proposal to address violations at the main building and service building per application return received June 4, 2024. This application was deferred at the October 8, 2024 meeting with the committee requesting that applicant work with staff and the application return in 2 weeks. Staff met with the applicant and discussed some possible resolutions for several of the outstanding items. To date, nothing new has been submitted besides some additional discussion of lighting details. Staff continues to recommend denial related to the proposed retention of unpermitted work at the rear building. And I will note that we did receive something yesterday, kind of late afternoon after the report was written, regarding the sprinkler system that's in this power plant.
Okay. Would you like to state your name and address in relationship to the property?
Michael Forster, Forster Construction Services, 67570 Pontiac Drive, Mandeville, Louisiana. Contractor hired by the owner to try and resolve the violations.
Okay, do you have a presentation or response to the staff report that you'd like to share with us?
So, Nicholas, am I correct? We're down to 3 items?
I mean, we've
got the equipment on the roof, the sprinkler.
And we discussed the resolution for the door, but I mean, it would still be up to the committee to resolve it.
We want to go through each one? Or you just want to?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so we have item one was the case style gutters. We've already submitted a proposal to replace those with copper half round and round downspouts. Awning third floor, item two. Again, requested that be accepted as built. Item three, security cameras. The two security cameras in question are under they project out from the facade of the building under the two balconies. We propose to relocate those cameras to the underside of each balcony. Trim, at our last meeting, I think you guys said that fleur-de-lis trim was not required any longer. Am I correct?
That's the
staff said that we didn't find it to be a big deal.
Right.
No, it hadn't changed, I believe, was the
right that
it was supposed to change and it didn't change.
Which is just fine.
Yes.
Okay, keep going.
Item six, windows, request that the existing as-built condition be retained and accepted. Doors for the back, that door there, we propose to replace that door with a solid shutter to match the shutters on the windows, except they would look like two shutters, but they'd be gained together as one. HVAC mechanical on the rear roof. We've done a review and we can relocate the units closest to the property line. We figure we can get two up onto that equipment rack that's on the side of the building. The one that's right in the center would have to remain as is, and we would propose to put some type of screening to disguise that and working with staff.
But we don't have anything for that yet, right?
No, we have no proposals.
Last time I proposed a rendering of making it look like the balcony railing, or we could do it out of lattice work, whatever staff would prefer to see.
So the original approval, did it include this rack?
It did.
It did, okay.
Okay, of these items, I'd kind of be interested.
Sprinkler line that you see right there in the silver insulated with protection over the insulation. We had a sprinkler contractor come out, and I told him, do whatever we need to do to relocate that to the inside of the building. After several attempts of investigating that, he came up with the conclusion that there's no physical space to relocate it. Unofficially, he recommended, if the problem is the appearance because of the insulation, we could take the insulation off and leave the heat trace cabling on it, but he can't officially recommend that. He said, upon a yearly inspection, the inspecting sprinkler company could yellow tag that as a violation, but it would not cause the system to be shut down. It would not be red tagged, and then it could become an issue with the state fire marshal at a later date. He agrees that based on its location and the rarity of multiple days of below freezing temperatures, that with heat tracing on it, it's never going to freeze. So that's one option. The other option is, in order to relocate it, we would have to actually cut the wall out above the windows to give him access to get into that masonry wall to run the pipe and then rebuild the wall. So we have temporary shoring in as we create a horizontal chase, so to speak, for those three sprinkler heads.
Is that your last item?
Wires and conduits, we still propose on the side of the building that they be painted to match the building. And I think that is my courtyard lighting, the wall packs. Wall packs have been removed and replaced with a light fixture recommended by BCC staff.
Okay. Is that staff?
That's
is that
our
that's our list?
That's it.
Okay. Well, committee, how do you want to handle this? One by one, or? I mean, I think that we have agreement. I'm going to just kind of go through the list. It appears that we have agreement on the gutters, the awning for retention. I think that's probably something that's approvable. Relocation of cameras. The trim, the flurdily trim is not an issue at all. I think we could look at windows because I'm not quite sure exactly what's being requested. Question to retain.
It's not part of the drawings.
We have it in the last.
Okay. Yeah, pare this down a little bit, and they may have come out.
Which windows are we talking about?
It's this window right here in the front in the middle.
where the approved plans had that sash extending all the way down.
So it's just work that was not done?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's not a violation then.
Yeah, and on the back of the building, there were existing windows that were supposed to be relocated to the new wall of the addition, and those windows were kind of truncated when they were moved.
Aren't they arched, Nick?
Yeah, they're still arched, but they're just, like the bottom section of it got cut off.
Yeah, I don't see them.
Okay.
They're up here. Aren't they bees?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's like not the best.
If you have a photo of the wall packs, I think it shows up.
Okay, so we may come back and talk a little bit about windows. The shutter, is there a drawn proposal for the shutter over the cooler door?
No.
It's basically what's in the drawing if both leaves were closed, mm-hmm. but it's fixed as one unit, not friendship.
Okay.
Or not a separate shutter, two new shutters.
Committee, any discussion about that? And then accept the submission?
Isn't the problem with that opening that it was widened?
It was widened.
It's not really the door, or
it's
the fact that the opening has been changed in its
right. This was just a solution to disguise this inappropriate door with what would appear to be a shutter, closed shutter.
Okay.
All right.
The HVAC. I was looking at slide 65. And I think that might be a good one to reference for the equipment. So this is the objectionable part of this installation.
I believe we're talking about the shutter, the mechanical equipment that's on the dependency
the rear?
In the rear.
Yeah,
the one on the roof.
Yeah.
Okay.
We had previously mentioned that exhaust or intake, that's kind of the tallest thing.
Yeah.
About possibly trying to relocate that thing.
Or making it shorter.
Apparently there's a code issue between the distance from the intake and the exhaust, and that's why it's where it is. If it's lower, it makes it too close to the intake for the HVAC equipment.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Nick, this was done not for the drawings as well, right?
Was that the entire layout?
Yes.
It varies.
There's some issues. Okay.
Okay, Camille, let's talk about the equipment on the roof of the dependency. And that's kind of in the area of slide 70, 69 and 70, I think, where it's visible. So, I mean, the approved drawings had this on the ground behind the dependency. And is there a reason why we can't do that?
It blocks the path of the workers from the freezer to the kitchen.
Is this part of the building have the same color rating as other parts?
No.
This is the higher rated portion of the property.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that was not approved by the ARC in mm-hmm. multiple reviews.
Right. And so I'm seeing a space behind the building. And that's where we thought this equipment was going to be located. Is that in the path? Or the
on the right side?
Yes.
It's a property owner issue that I thought is a possible solution. I don't see a path for that.
Because?
Plus that wall's in kind of rough shape anyhow.
That's the adjacent property.
So the land to the right. To the right is your land.
No, it's a different property owner out of Texas.
That's correct.
The wall is
right there.
It's
I see.
Right
okay,
here.
So we're not seeing that. And so we thought that the equipment was going to be located in front of the cooler.
I think it was supposed to be like
that's where it was supposed to be, according to the original drawings.
It's like the inner two in that rack, and then the rest is in that lattice.
That lattice.
Okay. And then the sprinkler line. Committee, what do you think about the sprinkler line?
We can't advise the applicant to do anything that would be unsafe.
Yeah, or violate insulation.
Yeah.
So
I mean, really, it seems like cooler has to come out of this building, frankly.
Yeah, but then where does it go?
It's not my problem.
Yeah. I mean, this was when this first came before the ARC, we were having a lot of coolers being installed in courtyards.
Yeah.
And this was a brilliant solution.
Yeah.
To the cooler in the courtyard situation. Everybody needs a walk-in. So this was a great solution at the time. It just was not executed.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Maybe they need a smaller cooler in there. I believe they're fabricated to size.
So this is just me not knowing why there's no attic space in here that the sprinkler system can be installed in?
Above that, no. Not that's accessible.
And your cooler occupies the entire volume of the space, and so there's no space for the line to come through?
I'm sorry.
But it runs along
the cooler occupies the entire volume of that space, and so there's no room.
There's a cooler and a freezer, yes. It goes from there and continues to the left, underneath the two-story portion of the building.
So when you said that there's no accessibility to the attic, what does that mean?
No accessibility above the coolers.
Well, it's a sloped roof. So what's in that space?
And there's no accessibility to the inside of the wall either. So.
Yeah, I mean, you can make
it,
accessibility to the
is
space.
Is it not sloped?
Yeah, it's. The drawing shows that it's got some height to it. Under the elevation.
Sorry, I'm not aware of that.
There. So.
It doesn't, though, does it?
Yeah, it seems to be a sloped roof.
So the freezer and cooler go past the second door.
Yeah, right about that.
And the sprinklers go in as sidewalls?
Correct.
As they are now? Into the freezer?
Yes.
Is there a reason it couldn't come down vertically?
You can't get in there.
Or go through the freezer.
If you were to install a pipe and you have a person, means that there's no physical space for that person to get in there. There's like this much space.
Is there room to pass through the freezer itself?
Pardon?
Is there room to pass through the freezer itself?
No. No.
I mean, just on the surface, it appears that they're trying to do something with this building that's not appropriate for the historic fabric. And that's just so. What I'd like to do is, I think we have several items which I think we have a general sense that we can approve, and a couple that require some more thinking. So I'd like to at least get those things that can be approved off our agenda. I think those include the gutters, the awning, the cameras, the trim, I'm not sure about the windows, the door, and the removing the wires. Would that be a correct summary of things that can be approved? And then I think we need to look at the windows on the rear of the building, the relocated windows.
Rick, did you say removing the wires?
He wants to remove wires and or paint them. I'm sorry.
Paint them to match the
adjacent
wall.
Surface.
Yes. Which is a fairly typical.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have another question about the sprinklers. Why weren't the sprinklers coordinated with the freezer?
I wasn't involved in the project.
Because it seems like the appropriate thing to have done would have been to put the sprinklers in and then install the freezer.
Yeah, of course.
So.
Yeah, we have a perfect situation where this poor gentleman has no responsibility for what happened, and all the people who don't have responsibility have shirked that responsibility. So the window question, I mean, these are relocated historic fabric. I think that's the idea that they're in an entirely new location but changed. I think they lose their status as historic fabric to a large degree when they get moved.
I have one here if that helps.
We'd like to see it on the screen just so everybody can see it.
The full context. I bet you're not going to be able to pull it up. Is the Wi-Fi not working? The Wi-Fi was spotty earlier.
Yeah. I think you had it the last week.
We did.
Yeah, it's on.
Thank you.
So I'd like to say, I'd like to thank you for your work with the staff to kind of address these different items. But I do think that we're probably running into an impasse on the HVAC equipment and the sprinkler line, subject to discussion. But as we're waiting for that picture to show up, is there anybody in the audience like to say anything about this proposal? I don't see any public comment. Committee, since we're waiting for a window picture, do you want to talk about the HVAC equipment first? No.
It wasn't in the drawings on the roof. It's not what we agreed to before the project was done. So they got to come off.
Yeah, and I'd like to. I'd like to add that the location of this equipment was the matter of very real discussion while this project was in design review, and the proposal to put them on grade was a result of committee input, and so the idea that it was actually something that was on the table for discussion, specific discussion, and then there was a failure to follow through with the architect's instructions, I think is pretty egregious. I think the same thing goes with the sprinkler line. There's a physical way to do this. It's just that the owners chose not to do it according to plan, or to let the staff know that it couldn't be done according to plan. So, I mean, at some point, there's a failure to communicate while the project is in process for either of these issues, to be able to say, hey, listen, we ran into this problem. What can we do about it? Rather than, kind of maintaining this iron wall of resistance that's now gone on for several years. It just seems a little disingenuous, frankly.
We kind of had this conversation last meeting, though, that I think on the sprinklers, the problem is that those drawings are never presented to VCC for approval because it's a design build and goes to the state fire marshal and goes back to the contractor, and they don't. I mean, it's not a knock at anybody. It's the sprinkler guy, all he cares about is sprinkler protection. He's not concerned about it.
I think
it falls through the crack.
Well, that's the supervising.
What we're saying is that the architect should have had that in the final construction documents.
In that process, the professional record reviews and approves the drawings, and they should have notified the commission if something as visible on the most important part of the building was going to change.
Disagree.
Yeah, and I think just so the public understands, and although we can understand, I'm not disagreeing with you at all. I know how projects go, and as reviews happen on site. But a property owner is responsible for any work that goes on his property, and the property owners need to know that anything that's on the exterior of the building must be reviewed and approved by the VCC. So,
as should the contractor.
No,
sprinkler guys, like I said, their focus is, sure, I just need to make sure I got my proper protection, and that's, and they don't care how they accomplish it. But here's people involved need to know.
Yeah.
I mean, involving projects, the program is what starts a project before it gets started. And the program is there, a contractor gets in, and you value engineers, and so we can get rid of this. No, that's what makes the thing work. It's historic is no different than the design program.
I also just want to point out that since we never approved that mechanical on the roof of that building, we never got a structural engineer's report.
Right.
For that building. If we had wanted it to go up there, we would have required that. So, just for the record.
Okay. Great. And these are the windows we're talking about, these three windows that were relocated from the main building back as part of this work. So this is all in new construction. And they weren't installed exactly as they were installed.
So the original panels on the original windows.
At the bottom. Right.
And now now it's just glass over there.
They're basically cut.
Yeah. Okay. Committee, any more discussion about windows, perhaps?
I think the damage has been done on the windows. We just kind of reluctantly accept them as they've come to us.
Mm-hmm. I think we should, as we move towards a motion on this, I'd like the record to reflect that this committee and the commission, perhaps, have worked with the applicant to resolve these things, perhaps to the detriment of the integrity of this building. And so as it moves forward for other review, I just want to make sure that, that the record reflects that we have been flexible in understanding what happened with this building. So is there a motion in the matter of 411 Bourbon Street? Unless you'd like to say something more before we go to the motion.
Just what you mentioned earlier, if we can reduce this down to one, two, or three items, and mm-hmm. let the rest get corrected, I think there'll be a step in the right direction.
You too. Okay, is there a motion in the matter of 411 Bourbon Street?
Yes, in the matter of 411 Bourbon, I move to approve the proposed remedies and retentions with the exception of the sprinkler line at the rear building and the rooftop HVAC equipment, with the applicant to work with the staff and to consult with a structural engineer to get a structural report on the ability of the building to hold the weight of all the rooftop equipment, and to find an amenable solution with the staff.
Thank you. Is there a second for that motion?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Motion passes. Thanks for coming in. Please
Thank
work
you.
With the staff. I appreciate your efforts up to this point. Okay, we're going to go back and see if there's anybody present for 240 Royal Street. We don't have anybody present, which makes a short agenda.
I mean, can we hear this without someone there? Or what?
We could.
Did you have questions?
Straightforward, not particularly.
I would love to knock it off.
Okay, well, let's hear it, and if we come get into a problem, we will just defer.
238 through 240 Royal Street is an orange-rated building. This day proposal to renovate the building, including installation of new rooftop mechanical equipment and a rooftop access hatch. Application materials received October 15, 2024. Work related to the ground floor millwork changes and removal of the existing ATM were approved at the September 10, 2024 Architecture Committee meeting. New application has been filed that expands the scope of work to include new rooftop mechanical equipment and a new roof hatch. All the mechanical equipment for this building is and will continue to be located on the flat roof portion of the property in the Exchange Place and Iberville corner of the property. The neighboring buildings are part of the Hotel Monteleone and are considerably taller, resulting in no visibility of this equipment except from the high upper floors of nearby buildings. The proposed work includes removing portions of existing rooftop ductwork, capping some existing defunct roof penetrations, installing new rooftop condensing unit or units, and installing a new roof access hatch. The hatch shown is shown with a permanent safety railing surrounding it on two sides, which is slightly atypical, but again, given the very low visibility of this roof, staff has no objections to the safety railing. Staff notes that the mechanical plan seen on sheet M102 shows an additional piece of equipment not seen on the roof plan of A1.31. Staff reached out to the applicant regarding this discrepancy, but did not hear back by the time of the writing of this report. Staff suspects that the plans on sheet M102 more accurately show the proposed work with the installation of two new mechanical units. Staff requests additional information on the proposed rooftop equipment, specifically the exact size and noise output, but barring anything highly atypical, finds the proposed rooftop equipment approvable. Staff notes that the guidelines specifically call for commission-level review for new roof hatches, such as the one proposed here, so staff recommends conceptual approval of the overall proposal with the roof hatch before to the commission with a positive recommendation.
Oh, okay. Thank you. We don't have an applicant present, so committee, any questions for the staff about their recommendation for conceptual approval?
No.
I'm glad we heard this one. It does seem like a pretty routine,
pretty straightforward, yeah.
Application.
Yeah. And they're definitely making it better, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there any discussion about this proposal? Could we have a motion? Or is there any public comment? I don't see any public comment. Could I have a motion in the matter of 240 Royal Street, please?
Sure. In the matter of 240 Royal, I move to conceptually approve the proposed work with the roof hatch to be forwarded to the full commission with a positive recommendation.
Do I have a second for that motion?
I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The motion passes. Can you just communicate that to the applicant?
Yeah.
Our next meeting will be on November 26th. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
Do I have a second for that motion?
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.